Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love Lesson 23, How to Park Far, Far Away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back in action. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at NUSports.com. Well, the more the Bears change, the more things remain the same. Wide receiver Kevin White likely done for the season due to injury. This time, it's a scapula that could require surgery. It's fractured. Here's head coach John Fox on who the Bears throw to now.
Trey McBride's a guy that was on our roster. We signed at the 53-man. He spent last week getting kind of oriented in our offense. He's a possibility. Marcus Wheaton is improving. He did actually practice last week, albeit a fairly major club on his hand.
And then Fox was asked about Tanner Gentry, currently relegated to the practice squad.
He could also be an option. We're not going to get into all that till Wednesday.
Other injuries, linebacker Jarrell Freeman placed in the concussion protocol. He also has a pectoral injury. Bunny Cunningham has a high ankle sprain. Bears take on Tampa in week 2. Looks like that game will be played in Tampa despite Hurricane Irma. You can hear both Monday night football games tonight here on 670 The Score. New Orleans and Minnesota kick off the early game at 6 o'clock. Then Denver and LA play in the late game. Beth Mowins will be the first woman to call a game on Monday night football in that one. Elsewhere in the league, Jaguars receiver Allen Robinson will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL. Cardinals running back David Johnson will seek a second opinion on the wrist injury he suffered in yesterday's loss to the Lions. Early prognosis, though, is a dislocated wrist that will require surgery. In baseball, Cubs have the day off today after their lead in the NL Central was reduced to 2 games after a sweep at the hands of the Brewers. Milwaukee plays Pittsburgh tonight. The Cardinals are off. Mets come to town tomorrow. Jose Quintana will start that one. The White Sox are in Kansas City tonight to take on the Royals. Ronaldo Lopez faces off with Jason Hamill. Lopez hasn't won a game since the end of 2016 when he was still with the Nationals, even though he has 3 quality starts and 4 outings for the Southsiders. First pitch tonight at 7:15. Tomorrow's Sox-Royals game was supposed to be another night game. That one has been moved up to 12:15 in the afternoon. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And tomorrow, tune into the Xfinity Cubs radio network for first pitch at 7:05. Sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any 2 Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Image Tech, Chicagoland's Konica, Minolta, copier, and printer choice.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dan Quinn. How you doing?
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It is officially a Bears Monday at 5 o'clock because Rich Campbell is here. He's on Twitter at @Rich_Campbell. He writes for the Chicago Tribune and joins us right now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So we are now in the immediate aftermath of the Bears opening loss. It wasn't horrible. It certainly wasn't awesome, and then there's always more injuries to deal with. And what do you take away now after hearing John Fox explain some of this stuff, what it all meant?
Well, there is a lot to unpack, and I think it's an interesting game because there is that balance sheet of positives and negatives. And so, you know, you start with the negatives because they lost. And for me, the main takeaway was that the margin for error for this entire team is just so slim for a couple of reasons, mainly that they just don't have the big-time defensive playmakers and offensive playmakers to overcome, you know, injuries and mistakes and blown coverages and things like that. So you see how it ends up playing out yesterday, right? Defense plays well for 3.5 quarters and they blow on coverage and they don't have the receivers to overcome it coming out of that next drive. And so this is what the team is, right? A conservative team that's going to play not to lose and try to make fewer mistakes than the opponent and steal a couple games. And maybe we'll learn something about the rookie quarterback after we get a few games into it here.
Is there anything that you learned from yesterday that you didn't expect to see or that surprised you?
Not really. And that was one of the things, was just that, you know, a lot of this was straightforward. We knew Mike Glennon's limitations, and I think we saw them. We saw his priority was to protect the ball, which is what we thought it would be. We didn't see the takeaway from the defense that really needed it, and that was something that had followed them all through the preseason, as did the stout run defense. So that was sort of straightforward. I think Tariq Cohen was a bit of a revelation in the amount he played and in the ways the Bears used him, but I don't think it surprised anyone necessarily from watching the preseason. I'd be interested to get your guys' take. I mean, we knew he was fast. We knew he could change direction. We knew he could catch. And it just so happened that the Bears really tried to use him a lot and put a lot on his plate. But beyond that, I think it was pretty straightforward, and they scrapped against a really good Falcons team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we also learned about what they think they can and can't do. And as we were talking to Dan Pompey earlier in the show, once you start putting a lot of this stuff on film, yeah, you could ambush a team with your super toy, Tariq Cohen, in this opening week. No one had seen anything. You had some gimmicky plays in there. But once you settle into a season, it's not so easy. And I think that's at that point, you know that Cohen can do some things. The other team is going to have to game plan for him. They're going to know that they're going to see him on the field. They're going to have to be ready for a bunch of stuff. So
you don't think they're going to get away with this in the next few weeks?
No. I think,
really?
Yeah, you're taking up some practice reps, but ultimately, you've got a guy in Jordan Howard who ran for 1,300 yards last year and is going to be your bell cow back. And especially if you really, truly want to play conservative football, you can do it by just slamming this guy up in there as long as you can and maybe picking your spots to spring Tariq Cohen out. That's the way I look at it, because I thought this was kind of steal. Had they won, they would have stolen themselves a win with some, with some clever game design. But they didn't get the win, so you can't say they stole anything.
Yeah, and I think you made a good point in your column on 670score.com. Dan and Brad Biggs alluded to something similar in 10 Thoughts, and that's Jordan Howard is at his best when he has a heavy workload, and he's in a rhythm, and he's setting up his cutbacks, and he's getting the ball a lot. And it was a little disjointed with him yesterday, and we'll have to see how that evolves as we go. And it was really interesting to hear Fox in today's press conference discuss having Cohen on the sideline for the first three downs in that final goal-to-go set of downs, because his pass protection had basically not earned the coach's trust, and Howard was in there instead. Benny Cunningham would have been in the game, you'd have to expect, if he hadn't gotten that high ankle sprain. So you see another injury affecting the Bears' ability to do what they want. But in a lot of senses, it's a developmental team. You know, a developmental guy like Cohen, and obviously the quarterback will continue to develop either in games or behind the scenes for now. And in the meantime, the defense is going to have to stand up. It's going to have to be a defensive-led team, because there's just not enough in the passing game to make it a multidimensional offense and to really overcome some of the self-inflicted wounds that we continue to see from them.
Are you going to have to call Casey Johnson or Joe Cowley on how to deal with the catastrophic injury to a highly touted and highly picked player, or do you know how to handle this one?
Are you talking about Kevin White?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just wrote the story and sent it into the Tribune for tomorrow's paper, and it just felt like I had written that one before. And you can just dig into the you know, old computer file and pull it out and send it in. And
sucks, man.
It's just with White, we can no longer talk about him as a building block for the team. You just can't. You can't. I mean, whatever you get out of him now is a bonus. And there's a difference between losing Cameron Meredith and Kevin White. With Meredith, they lost production. You know, he had 800-plus yards last year, over 60 catches. That's production. They need production. Kevin White hadn't given you any production, but what you lose is the potential. And everything that he represented for this regime as its first draft pick, and such a high draft pick at that, and we obviously see the lack of explosive vertical players. I mean, you look back on Alshon Jeffrey's departure right now, and it just is going to hurt the Bears all year. Now, I'm not saying they didn't try to re-sign him, and I'm not saying Jeffrey wasn't determined to leave. They just need that type of presence, and they don't have it. And it stinks for Kevin because, you know, it's an easy target to pile on, bad luck, and you know, he's just going to have to fight through it again.
Where was Adam Shaheen?
He was on the bench yesterday. This was not, but listen, this is not unexpected. And for all that he was touted as, you know, he's the secret weapon and the Bears are hiding him and stuff, that's not true at all. The truth is that they got into preseason games and the guy wasn't separating from defenders and he dropped a couple balls and he has work to do. He has developmental work to do. And I think it was interesting yesterday to see Cohen flash. I mean, here's this FCS player whose physical abilities were just, you know, right in front of your eyes. And then Shaheen, who's even a step lower on the college football ladder, coming from Division II, the adjustment hasn't come as easily, and his physical gifts haven't transferred as readily as Cohen. I think it's a great question, especially as we think about a failed set of downs from the 5-yard line at the end of the game with the win within reach. All we heard about Adam Shaheen is this goal line red zone threat who can use his body and box out defenders, and he was not a factor at the end there. And I think that's an obvious room for growth as the Bears try to develop him.
Yeah, even if you're just trying to get the other team to point at him or maybe call a timeout or say, oh, wait a second, big dude is out here. It just show him. They didn't even find value in having him appear there to make the other team think about something.
No. And we saw in training camp a couple instances where he would post up. I mean, even a guy like Quentin Demps, who's a starter, and make a catch in the end zone. And so that's his ability. That's what he was touted as bringing to the team. And the coaches apparently didn't trust him enough to put him in that situation. And it just shows you that these guys develop at different paces, and they've got work to do in terms of getting these guys up and really ready to contribute. You know, for a team that wants to build through the draft, it's not all about the quarterback necessarily. They've got to get some of these other players going. And again, you know, you could break it down and find the positive with Cohen yesterday and maybe a mixed game for Eddie Jackson, who missed a tackle or two, but otherwise played okay. And then, yeah, Shaheen leaves you wanting more impact completely.
Highs and lows of the offensive line. How did the interior three fare without Kyle Long? And I saw Bobby Massey with the final play of the game just getting mad at someone. It seemed like he was getting mad at himself. But how do you think those five guys played as a unit against a speedy front seven of the Atlanta Falcons?
I think they played okay in pass protection, but there were times, I'm sure you guys felt this way too, where it just felt like
they should have been moving those
quarterbacks needed. Well, and the quarterback needed to create. I mean, he was forced to have to create. You know, there's a pass rush and things break down a little bit and they go off script. And so the quarterback in the NFL is always going to have to do that. And that's obviously where Mitch Trubisky has an advantage over Mike Glennon. Okay. So it's just a matter of Trubisky, you know, getting command of the offense enough so that the Bears coaches trust him. And then we won't have to have this conversation anymore. But in the meantime, it goes back to this margin for error that if the quarterback is more stationary in the pocket, which Glennon is, then the offensive line is going to have to be great. And Bobby Massey is a good example of, you know, you can play a lockdown game for 66 snaps. And on the 67th snap, if you get beat around the edge, it could be the difference between winning and losing. I thought on that last play, for me, it was more pressure through Charles Leno that prevented Glennon from being comfortable standing in the pocket there. I don't think he had many options open from the play design. Looked like guys had just kind of gone to the goal line and turned around for him, and he wasn't comfortable. For me, Leno getting pushed back there into him sort of made Glennon pull it down. I mean, that's your newly minted left tackle. You need your left tackle who you just paid to stand up there and create a wall and let your quarterback throw. And ultimately it broke down. You know, overall in the running game, you could look at the carries and see 6.6 yards per carry. Obviously a huge one was the 46 yarder by Cohen, which he earned his, you know, he showed why he's named Chicken Salad on that, because he had nothing in front of him that he made something out of it. But overall, yeah, they did okay. They did okay. It didn't look like Tom Compton had a glaringly bad game, and it's just that they weren't good enough around them. Yeah, I didn't really see that as a you know, big-time negative that cost them offensively.
I saw the Colts have already ruled Andrew Luck out for week two, and it raises questions about what his availability is going to be. And then I keep thinking about Kyle Long. You know, you're talking about the offensive line, and I'm just wondering, this is the whole thing's been weird. And I don't know any more than we knew before. We know what everybody says, but do we learn anything yesterday behind the scenes about what's going on with Kyle Long and what some of these expectations are? Or is this just something that's like, oh, yeah, he's still not back?
Well, we saw him on the field before the game yesterday, and this happens usually every week with injured players, that they'll come out, and if they're able to do strength and conditioning rehab work on the field, they'll have a trainer out there with them, and they'll do it. And it's a pretty helpful time to take the pulse or, you know, remeasure where a guy is in his progress. So we saw Kyle on the field in the north end zone yesterday, and he was practicing pass sets. And he was actually with the trainer at first, and then the two offensive line coaches, Jeremiah Washburn being the head position coach, was working with Kyle on his pass sets, leaning on his chest, and Kyle was working back, forward, left, right. And that's a good sign. You know, he's got to be able to show that his ankle can hold his weight and that he can move and change direction on the ankle. And from what I saw just watching him, I thought, okay, you know, that's movement. That's athletic movement. Mm-hmm. That's a positive step from Kyle. And so we'll see if he gets back this week. It probably makes them feel okay that Kyle or that Tom Compton played well enough. And I do think it was interesting that they clearly reversed course on this Hronis Grisou experiment at center. I mean, you saw him play that Titans game, the third preseason game. White hair moved to left guard. That's the dress rehearsal for the regular season. You remember in that game that Grisou was pushed back on a running play into Trubisky, and Trubisky fumbled the handoff because of it. And after that, it seemed like they were done with that. And then they went back to Compton and then white hair at center. And so we'll see where all of that shuffling goes from here. But I do think from what we saw yesterday before the game, that was a positive for Kyle Long.
Rich Campbell joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on a Bears Monday. He writes for the Chicago Tribune. You can check him out on Twitter at @Rich_Campbell. Rich, Jarrell Freeman was one of the better linebackers interior-wise in the NFL before his suspension, according to ProFootballFocus.com last year. And then you see him in the first game, and he blows up Devontae Freeman and gets to the quarterback. He seems like he's been one of the better Bears defenders when healthy. Now he's in the concussion protocol. How long do you think this is going to linger? Is this a minor or a mild or a serious concussion, and who slides in there? Nick Kwiatkowski, what happens here?
Yeah, I'm actually more interested in the pectoral injury that John Fox said.
He said pictorial.
Yeah, he said pictorial injury.
Okay, well, which I won't hold that against him. Yeah. He did share more detail than usual about the blown coverage play and seemed to indicate to me, at least, that Jarrell Freeman was part of that breakdown that the, you know, Fox said the inside linebacker didn't carry. We said the linebacker didn't carry the tight end, and that you assume just from the positioning on the field that was Freeman. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's the pec injury, and so we'll see his availability. I mean, if that, in a worst case scenario, and I'm not saying I know this, but in a worst case scenario, if that's torn, I mean, that would end the guy's season. So we'll have to see what his availability is. What does work out okay for the Bears is that they have a lot of confidence in Nick Kwiatkowski. Like you mentioned, Jason, the fourth-round pick from a year ago was going to push Jarrell for playing time at some point this season. You know, and that's not just me speculating there. That's what the organization had believed, and that they had liked the way Kwiatkowski's discipline and instincts had sort of come together after he had some growing pains being thrust in there last year for Freeman during the suspension, and then for Danny Trevathan after the knee injury. And I thought Kwiatkowski had a really good preseason. He made a couple of good hits yesterday. He's a capable special teamer. I think he's used to the speed of the game, and he's got good instincts. It's a matter of eye discipline on some of the play action stuff, and we'll see what this Freeman injury shakes out like over this week as they get back into work on Wednesday.
Last thing I've got for you, Akeem Hicks didn't like the implication that he was tired near the end of the game. But you know what? He was tired near the end of the game, and there's a finite amount of energy that a 335-pound man is going to have, especially on a relatively warm day. It's just a fact. I don't know if he needs to be mad about it. Maybe is it on him or is it on his coaches to find a way to budget his energy to make sure his effectiveness is spread out over the course of the game?
Yeah, it's a good question. He played about 83% of the snaps yesterday, which is a lot for a guy that size, and the Bears only had five defensive linemen active yesterday, and I think that's normal. But I think you probably see this a little bit more earlier in the season when guys are not used to playing a full game. They still have only played a half, and the starters, I don't believe, came out for the third quarter in that Tennessee game. So they're still working into it, and it's just part of it. I mean, you see this every year. I would say on the list of problems the Bears had yesterday, Hicks was far from the top, as you guys would agree for sure.
Oh, no, he was terrific.
No, he played
great game.
He looked strong. Yeah, he looked strong, and he's an asset for them, and they don't have enough players like that can push the pocket and win one-on-one in any aspect of the game. But I'm with you. You know, the injury situation overall is murky. I think, you know, yes, they got Danny Trevathan back, and he played, you know, all but, you know, about 15 snaps defensively, which was a good sign. But on the other hand, like you guys mentioned, Kyle Long, they were out without Marcus Wheaton, who's going to need to be a really good player for them. Prince Amukamara didn't play because he has an ankle, and we'll see if he's back this week. And now you have another set of questions. Kevin White's out, so I'm with you. The strength and conditioning and the training staff of the Bears have been tested throughout this regime, and that just continues to happen.
Rich, what does John Fox do? Like, you've been around him for a few years now, and I'm not talking about Carolina or Denver and all the stuff that he came in here with, because we heard the second year was a turnaround year and all that, and it seems like slowly but surely he's been broken down to a guy who still talks like he's accomplished a lot, even though those numbers aren't there for Chicago fans. But in covering him, what if you had to put your finger on what he does to affect a football team other than mismanage the clock and not use timeouts wisely?
What would you say it is you do here?
What would you do here?
What does he do?
I don't get a ton of movie references, but I get that one. this is a really good question. It's a really good question because when you think of, like, for example, Adam Gase,
right.
It comes to mind right away, right? Okay, this guy's scheming their offense and he's developing their quarterback. And when you think of Bill Belichick, it comes to mind right away. Defensive mastermind who understands matchups all over the field and understands the way to get the most out of his players. John Fox is that director of the team, the team director. Vic Fangio does the defense, Dow Loggins does the offense, and John oversees it all. He oversees the scheduling. He obviously does the clock management and replay stuff on game days, and he obviously has the freedom to poke in on defensive meetings, defensive game plan meetings, offensive meetings, and set the strategy and direct the philosophy, the strategy on game day. But in terms of scheming and drawing it up, John does delegate a lot of that. And I think it's a good question that when I think back to the things we wrote about John and the things we learned about him when he first started here.
He's Brady Hoke.
I say all he needs is a Twitter account. He can be president.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Dan almost made the whole show.
A big profile on him. And he basically talked about running the team like a five-star resort, like a five-star hotel for players. And trying
Mar-a-Lago.
Right. Well, there you go. Create this environment where guys feel comfortable and they can get the most out of them. Whether that's just patting guys on the back, whether it's walking around and fist bumping them on, you know, practices and stuff like that, that's what he does. And I think it's a valid question.
You just painted a picture of me wondering,
what does he do?
What am I spending on?
I'm telling you, man, you guys are. It's a good question, and I think it's a fair one. And it's not the typical coach anymore. He's not the guy scheming the X's and O's.
I got you.
But I will say this. When you hear about the relationship, let's say, between Vic Fangio and John Fox, okay, take that into account, what I just described, And you can understand how these things become tense.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You've got a coordinator in Vic Fangio who is set and knows what he wants out of his defense. And then you've got the head coach who has this general strategic umbrella,
right,
and it's just not necessarily working at the same level all the time. It's what happens when you lose, but it's an interesting question and definitely one worth noting.
All right, Rich. Thank you for your time, man. Good talking to you as always.
Have a great week, guys.
That is Rich Campbell, brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter.
312-644-6767 is the phone number if you are just jumping into your car.
It's still Bears Monday.
Get your thoughts in. We are going to not do It's On because it's a Bears Monday. We're talking about what happened yesterday. So if you've been listening all day at your cube or on your job site, whatever your case may be, if you're just getting outside, make sure you give us a call and let us know how you felt about yesterday's Bears-Falcons tilt right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. Get your fourth order free. Addison Keys and Sloane Stephens faced off in an All-American final at the U.S. Open. Stephens bested Keys in dominating fashion to capture her first Grand Slam title in the hearts of tennis fans across the continent. Stephens is the daughter of John Stephens, the former New England Patriots running back and 1988 Offensive Rookie of the Year who died in a single car accident in 2009. John's life was complicated. He quickly fell out of the NFL, pled guilty to a sexual assault, and had little contact with Sloane until she was a teenager. His ex-wife, Sybil, raised his daughter, but he raved about her impending greatness. In his truck, after his accident, was a tennis ball, a foreshadow to his now champion daughter. Sloane Stephens makes you smile. She's an African-American success story, a testament to mothers, and deservedly the new princess of women's tennis. I'm Tiki Barber.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter between September 16th and September 30th at Schneider's Chicago facility in Elk Grove Village and in Summit. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. True or false, it's easier refinancing with your current lender than it is refinancing with David and his team at Pearl Mortgage. False. Your current lender's rates and closing costs are lower than David's rates and closing costs? False. Again, David constantly receives calls from frustrated and disgruntled listeners who wish they'd called him before refinancing with their current lender, because either their loan blows up or their current lender blows up or doesn't return any of their calls or emails. David also wants you to realize your existing lender has limited flexibility in the interest rate. They quote their borrowers, where David has over 80 lenders who will compete for your business. So let's review. It's not easier refinancing with your current lender, and you should always, always, always call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com when securing any type of mortgage. David has helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson number 9, how to see the big picture in your new Camry.
I'm listening.
Recline your power seat, turn on that available premium JBL audio with Clarify, and look skyward through your Camry's available panoramic glass roof. Then give it a friendly wave.
What's up, Mother Nature?
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry, you're gonna love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Wings Beer Sports.
1.7 million spectators, over 40,000 runners, and 12,000 volunteers. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is an incredible celebration. But it's also a meaningful boost to our city. Through the race, we generated nearly $300 million last year, supporting our local businesses and our charities. Because when this city runs, it thrives. Join us on Sunday, October 8th, for the 40th Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Bank of America. Life. Better connected. Copyright 2017 Bank of America Corporation.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 5:33 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back in action. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at NUSports.com. Bears lose to Atlanta yesterday. Wide receiver Kevin White, the number 7 overall pick in 2015, is likely done for the year with a broken shoulder. He'll be placed on IR and could require surgery. Linebacker Jarrell Freeman has been placed in the concussion protocol. He also has a pectoral injury. Head coach John Fox unsure of the severity of Freeman's injuries.
Anytime you have an injury, it's serious. So I don't know the severity of it yet. We'll keep you guys up to speed by Wednesday.
Bears take on Tampa next week. It'll be the Bucs season opener. Their bye week was moved up to week one because of Hurricane Irma. Fox says he believes that game will be played in Tampa. Coming up tonight, you can hear Monday Night Football here on 670 The Score. New Orleans and Minnesota kick off the early game at 6 o'clock. In baseball, the Cubs were idle today. Their lead in the NL Central down to 2 games now over both the Brewers and Cardinals. Milwaukee in action tonight against Pittsburgh. The Cardinals are off. Mets come to town tomorrow night. Jose Quintana gets the start in that one. The White Sox are in Kansas City, where they'll face off with the Royals. Ronaldo Lopez takes on ex-Cub Jason Hamill. Hamill 2-2 with a 3.54 ERA all-time against the Southsiders. First pitch tonight at 7:15. Tomorrow's game has been moved up to 12:15 in the afternoon. The Blackhawks have released their training camp roster. Marian Hossa and free agent Cody Franson are both on the list. And Los Angeles has gotten the official okay to host the 2028 Olympic Games from the IOC. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. We have NFL football coming up.
Yeah.
Saints at Vikings, and then it's the Chargers at the Broncos.
The L.A. Chargers.
The L.A. Chargers. I'm just not going to...
It's going to be weird.
Get used to that. It's already weird.
Just wait till you have to say the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm used to the Raiders moving around, I guess.
You haven't said Vegas. When's the last time you said Vegas for anything, any sports
the
team?
The Golden Knights of the NHL, Mr.
Like I said, when's the last time
UNLV.
You said... Yeah,
right?
But you didn't... Did you call them Vegas back then? You
every
said
once
UNLV.
In a while.
Yeah. Really?
It was always UNLV. You didn't call them Vegas.
I just called them the big brothers with the gold tooth.
Who were damn good at basketball.
Yes, they were.
And they would
play
that amoeba defense and terrify you.
Still haven't seen anything like that group as far as anger and... coming at you full waves. Like,
just
was it Nolan Richardson? Yeah, Nolan Richardson's Arkansas squads, but they had
40 minutes of hell.
Yeah, they sometimes they didn't have guys who could play, though, and they still were playing that outside of Corliss Williamson. These were just dudes who.
Yeah, but like Moses Scurry with his high top fade is hanging from the rim, screaming at you.
I thought Larry Johnson, it's the Rohan Davey effect, where I thought Larry Johnson was 7'3", you know, like 450 pounds, and was a two guard. Like, as a kid, I'm like, there's no one that has ever been bigger, faster, stronger, and better looking than him. Right, exactly. Comes in the league, you're like, you're a 6'6 power forward.
Right.
But you're going to have a good career.
Earl is calling. He's on the road. He's on The Score.
What up, Earl?
Hey, what up, man?
How you doing?
I just want to ask y'all one question, man. Was I watching the wrong game, man? Because the only game that I saw was that Atlanta's offense was just as conservative, man, as a Lovie Smith offense. I'm looking at the TV screaming. Why are you handing the ball off? This is undermanned secondary. You're supposed to be killing them.
I was surprised.
Julio
Jones didn't get the ball Earl.
Right. What are they doing, man? You were supposed to stop the Bears and choke them out.
Oh, sounds like Earl lost a little money.
And they left them close. I see the Bears as fools, though, y'all. Y'all tap the brakes.
Well, hold on, but who's saying they were good, though, Earl? I said that they were exactly what we expected them to be in terms of being close, or this is how they're going to lose a lot of games.
No,
in the end,
they were worse than that. they're worse than.
Well, they're. I said they were 5-0. They're going to be a 5-11 team. Like what?
Yeah, how many wins do you think they're same as last year at 3?
I saw them as 2-14.
Wow. Ooh, I don't think they're that bad. It's hard to be that bad.
Dude.
Really hard to be that bad. You got to work to be that.
Like the
bad.
Jets are going to find themselves 1 or 2.
Yeah.
The Jets. I said it. The Jets are going to find. Special teams silliness or.
Yeah. Thursday night.
Guys are getting kicked out of games without even throwing punch. Did you see Jeremy Lane get thrown out of that Packers-Seattle game? He didn't even throw a punch. Like, they are throwing dudes out.
That's like some of this college targeting BS.
Yeah, it happened in the Michigan game. Rashawn Gary almost got thrown
ridiculous.
Out.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. They're going to be some angry bettors this college football and NFL season because NFL refs are not for the play. They are throwing dudes out who aren't even throwing punches or getting into it, really.
This is Tony in Villa Park on the score.
Speaking of no margin for error, that phantom first down that the Falcons were granted early in the game.
No clue.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you.
Yeah, it was bad football.
That was like a 3-point gift to the Falcons.
Yeah, because it continued the drive. I got you. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you can still stop them, but I got you.
I have no idea how something like that in this day and age can be allowed
they
to happen.
They spotted them 2 yards.
Other than the... The laxity or the, what's the word I'm looking for?
The forward progress got stopped a yard before the first down marker. They gave him the ball not only at the first down marker, but the yard after the first down
marker.
Was
it not challengeable?
You can always challenge a spot,
though.
That's
what I thought.
Challenge a spot.
Can you always?
I think so.
Okay, because sometimes they give him latitude when it comes to spotting
progress. Tony.
Yeah, Tony, I wish I had an answer for you. Unfortunately, I don't.
One of those ones, Dan, where it's so early in the game, too, where you're like, I don't want to waste a challenge on this. But then you look back on, like you said, the margin for error. And now we're going to see him firing off challenges in the first drive or the first quarter. And then we're going to get angry about it. But, yeah, that was terrible football. That was a case of bad football, whether it be by the league, the officiating crew, everybody on the sidelines who saw it and didn't say anything about it. It was bad.
And no excuses for anything like that anymore.
No.
Not now.
Too many cameras out there.
Johnny and Berwin. It's Johnny Berwin on the score.
Yeah, Johnny Berwin checking in. What up, guys? I love the show.
Thank
you. I just want to talk about, everybody, saying, that Glennon lost the game. Glennon played a good game. He managed the game. I mean,
he did as much as he possibly could.
Exactly. I'm like, man. I mean,
that's not good, though.
Right. The fact is, he literally did as much as he possibly could.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Johnny. Like, nobody's crapping on Glennon, but it's a low bar.
If these receivers catch the ball, we win the game.
True.
That's my thing.
True.
You can play. If you start playing the if game in the NFL.
Well, Josh Bellamy and Jordan Howard, you get 2 shots at it there, and we're talking about a different thing. I don't know that I'm any more joyous or happy. I felt okay about the game. I guess, being a Bears fan, wanting them to win every game that I sit down to watch them win or watch them play, but it's like the Doug effect, where Doug knew that he was covering a 7-9 or an 8-8 squad, but every Friday when you put Doug on the air, Doug would give you the 12 points on why the Bears would win, and then you'd be like, all right, Doug, what's going to be the score? And he's like, oh, little buddy, Packers are going to beat him 34-15. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
but he would do the work. He wanted to make it work.
He tried to separate his heart from his head as often as he possibly could. I sit down on that couch, I'm looking for a Bears win, and I'm getting angry when things don't happen, and then you remove yourself. I didn't get any postgame in me yesterday, so that maybe that changed how I consumed the Bears product. I didn't hear John Fox talk after that or Mike Glennon. I still haven't heard Mike Glennon talk. That's fine with me. I'm not expecting him to say anything that I don't know he was going to say. Hope his confidence is up. Now they're going up against a Buccaneers team that you have to put points up against.
Yeah, because they're going to score 28 minimum.
And they've been waiting for 2 weeks. They've been sitting on their hands for 2 weeks after a preseason, wanting to hit somebody else. They've got offensive weapons across the board. You're going to have to put up more than the 17 you put up against the Falcons.
Arlington Heights on Bears Monday. Nick, you're on the score.
Hey, fellas, I wanted to hear your take on this. I'm a 23-year-old Bears fan.
And my take on that is, I'd have to think about it.
Nick, you're 23?
Yeah, what?
You sound like you're like 35,
Yeah, how
bro?
Much do you smoke?
Nick.
Hey, all right, I say that because, I looked at Glennon yesterday and I saw the post game. I hate that I say this, but I see number 8. I see somebody kind of timid, maybe not as confident. And I get this Rex Grossman reminder.
No.
Rex wasn't timid.
No, Rex was the down opposite the field. Of timid.
Rex went down the field a lot.
I want to hear if part of the Glennon Trubisky argument is the fact that Trubisky. You see this number 10 guy, the underdog, rookie, you know, slightly more attractive than Glennon. He's got the moxie that they're looking for. I grew up with Garoppolo, so it kind of reminds me of seeing number 10, another Jimmy out there, very mobile, like Mariota. I think people just like the personality, the moxie of Trubisky a little bit more than kind of a dull Mike Glennon.
Running down the checklist, just checking every box.
Wow.
He grew up with Garoppolo. He looks like Garoppolo. Man.
And just the fact that you're 23, so I'm wondering how old you were when you should have been watching Rex Grossman play. If you call him timid, you didn't understand what was going on. His downfall was that he didn't have a bit of timidity to his game and was always like, screw it, I'm chucking this deep again.
He put the ball everywhere it shouldn't have been.
All the time. Even in the Super Bowl. He's just Rex like, Grossman I'm and chucking timid. This thing.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I don't know what to say to any of that.
I don't really have a take on it because I'm not sure I understand it.
Welcome to Bears Monday.
Yes, I think you wanted to say that you grew up with Jimmy Garoppolo for some reason.
That's it. And when he comes back to town, you know, you guys wrangle up some brews and talk about the old days.
It didn't sound like a 23-year-old.
No!
Right?
Sounded like a 42-year-old Streets and Sands guy. Like, that. There's no way in hell that guy's 23. 23?
Yeah, I remember Bobby Douglas saying 23.
Like, what are you talking about here? Man, this has been quite the day. This is my maiden voyage on this side of the glass in afternoons dealing with Bears callers.
That's right. My favorite call today, though, was from we took a call from a Bob who said, guys, hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Simple as that. My favorite, Virgil.
Yeah, Virgil, asking which seat of the car he was sitting in because you were concerned about his fitness to be driving. And his answer was he was sitting in all the seats because he's enormous.
Welcome in. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You've won all of 9 games in the last 2 years and could have, would have, should have, and almost did, but you didn't. Zach Miller said it, 4 shots from the 5. You got to get that done.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
If you are.
Hi, my name is Bob Wyatt. Schneider truck driver with over 5 million safe miles. Schneider puts drivers first. I've seen it repeatedly over the last 44 years, and one example stands out in particular. When Schneider went public on April 6th, many expected the CEO or the Schneider family to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange, but they chose me, a driver. Watch the video and join our Drivers First company at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FBI report informs us that the average property loss from just one home break-in is $2,316. So you think about that. That's just one burglary over $2,000. And then when you tally up all of the burglaries in this country, you're talking about a total loss in the billions. So with so much to lose, it's as important as ever to protect your home. And you can try it with something new and simple and effective. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe protects every door and window in your home. You get motion sensors and entry sensors. Simply Safe's system is completely wireless, so you can set it up yourself and you're not drilling any holes in your wall. And you have professional alarm monitoring around the clock ready to send police. And it's just $15 a month. With Simply Safe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. So go to simplysafe.com/score. And get a special 10% discount when you order today. If you want the security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplysafe.com/score for 10% off. Simplysafe.com/score.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well,
it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson 23, how to park far, far away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. So football is coming your way. The New Orleans Saints at the Minnesota Vikings in 10 minutes. We're going to be joining that game right at kickoff. So there is red-hot football action coming your way immediately. And then as soon as that is over, we will have the Los Angeles Chargers at the Denver Broncos. Broncos terrific defensively. Still not quite sure what that offense is going to be able to produce, if they're going to be able to live up to what people thought should be at least reasonable expectations for an adequate offense to go along with that superior defense. But this is we've reached the refractory period of our Bears Monday when we can kind of take it all in. And, hey, you know what? I got to tell you, I'm generally impressed. I don't think there was too much crazy today. I don't think there was anything outlandish. Thank God for that final sack, because otherwise there would have been really strange things and bad takes and odd stuff going on. But in many ways, the Bears are, to quote Dennis Green, the Bears are exactly who we think they are. And this is what it's going to look like. It's some days it's going to be, they're going to play down to their level of competition against some bad teams. Other days it's going to look like yesterday when you get a coordinator. And the guy who called it earlier said he didn't know what the hell the Falcons were doing. I don't know either. I really don't. I'm not quite sure what the Falcons were up to and why they were up to it and what Julio Jones, unless he's hurt. And this, maybe that's something you find out 3 weeks later. You know, hey, remember that Bears game? Yeah, Julio wasn't really ready to go, so we're just going to get him a couple of touches. So I don't know what the deal was. I just know.
Shut it down!
It was a bit odd. We're broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Hyundai, where cars and SUVs are just better. And we have many thank yous today. We thank Zach Zaidman. We thank Len Casper. We thank Dan Pompey. We thank Rich Campbell. We thank our video director, Brian Gertz.
Jerrell Freeman had a self-reported concussion at the conclusion, and that also goes along with a pectoral muscle injury that's being evaluated as well.
Oh, that's bad. You don't want to pull your pectoral muscle, because then you're reduced to nothing but audio. And trust me, that's bad. The producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Unless they have some kind of crazy rally, the number is just going to keep dwindling. So they have to come up with answers.
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Aloha.
Oh, you wacky gamblers. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
How you guys doing? Go right ahead. Oh, injuries. Okay, sorry about that. First time getting used to this.
We got more tomorrow. We're going to have Hub tomorrow and our usual things. Matt Miller, as we settle into our weekly rhythm here in football season. So look forward to it. You got football, live NFL football coming up next, and then we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
This September, it's come down to a pennant race in the National League Central. The Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals all fighting to win the division. Cubs fans, this is the place to be.
Still going. That ball is gone.
To hear all the drama unfold in every game of this incredible final month of the regular season.
And the Cubs win.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss a new episode of Zoo.
Let's go! Come on!
The human race is facing new threats.
We pray the barrier wall holds. Mankind's future depends on it.
And fighting new battles.
They think you know how to stop the hybrids.
I can't do this again.
You can run.
We gotta get out of here!
But you can't hide.
They are planning something big, something worse than we've ever seen.
Zoo, Thursday, only CBS.
The Seattle Seahawks played their first regular season game this week in 1976. This week in 1989, the Calgary Flames became the first NHL team to play in the USSR. The Texas Rangers retired their first number, Nolan Ryan's 34, this week in 1996. This week in 1997, Mark McGwire signed with the St. Louis Cardinals for $26 million. And this week in 2000, Sammy Sosa became the second player to hit 50 or more home runs in three consecutive years, joining McGwire. Aries, don't be shy about going after what you want. This week should provide ample opportunities. Taurus, this week may see you lucky in love. Be ready, willing, and open. Gemini, a new way of doing things makes this a good time to start a bunch of new projects. Cancer, remember, sometimes the most exciting of adventures begins with the most annoying of circumstances. Leo, a welcome change of pace is right around the corner. You'll be able to relax soon enough. And Virgo, if you've been looking for love, it'll show up in a relatively obvious way this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Libra, your attitude at work is more than apparent to the higher-ups. Make sure it's the right attitude. Scorpio, while times may seem a little tough, your best bet is to simply stay on course. Sagittarius, listen to your friends. What may sound risky may also be your right option. Capricorn, this week something you've been looking for will casually appear before you. Aquarius, being good with your money isn't about being selfish. It's about being smart. And Pisces, luck, travel, and good times are in the cards, but they might not last forever, so enjoy. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. Week in 1928, Ty Cobb had his last hitting appearance. Brooklyn catcher hit Major League's last recorded bounce home run this week in 1930. That same week in 1930, the Detroit Lions played their first NFL game. Jackie Robinson was named Rookie of the Year this week in 1947. This week in 1953, Ernie Banks became the Chicago Cubs' first black player. And more coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.